Back to Wellington.
Well, we're back to work, and we've got the school with us today. Wellington School Superintendent John Nolan is here as we continue with the Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Wellington from Dimitri's Corner Family Restaurant at 18 and 58. So, John, how is the school year going so far?
Brian, I think we got off to a really good start this year. We've made a lot of changes in the system over the last few years, things seem to be very seamless this year. And we got great teachers and great students here in Wellington. This is a great community to be. It just has those, if you will, those hometown values. And so we get those students from families where they embrace the family atmosphere and the importance of education. And so many of our teachers are a product of our system here. And so they have an extra sense of dedication to the students.
Now, you taught here for a number of years, did you not?
I did. I taught here, agri-science and agribusiness in the 90s, and I fell in love with this community. I have always lived in Wakeman, so I'm just about 15 miles to the west. Was always familiar with this community, especially in my former life. My brother and I were dairy farmers together, so we knew a lot of people in this area. But when I came here as an ag teacher, made home visits, did a lot of extracurricular activity events, and so really got to know the people. And when I retired from the JVS and the board asked if I'd come down here for 1 year and help pass the bond issue, I felt a sense that I needed a help because this community had been very good to me. And the 1 year turned into 4 years, so I'm now starting my third year here.
Agriculture as a curriculum seems kind of unique for a school system, but I guess with any school, they look at the environment that the schools are in, the community, and see what might be needed in the area.
You know, we sometimes we forget agriculture is the number one industry in Ohio, number one in Lorain County, and certainly number one in our school district. If you look at our national economy, it has been our balancing, if you will, piece when we come to our GMP. Agriculture is a strong economic engine, not only locally, but nationwide. And we'll continue to grow as we look more at the biotech. We have an extremely large ag program here, about 130 students. Unfortunately, we're one of only two in Lorain County. We have one, and Farland has one also. But
you have a new school under construction?
Yes,
and it doesn't happen every day, does it?
No, actually, the high school was built in 1970, so here we are. Our goal is to open a new building in 2015, and it'll be a 4-8 building, which will replace our current McCormick building, which is at 201 South Main. A beautiful old structure, opened up the year after the Civil War. It's just not educationally appropriate today with all the technology. And to be honest with you, it's a very difficult building from a security standpoint. It's got 11 different level changes, so it's a difficult building to traverse through. And so we're excited about the new building opening up and all it'll bring to this community. $16 million project. But along with that, we're extremely excited. We're going to build a $3 million auditorium, totally from private funding. Started out as a $2.5 million project and grew because, we kind of needed this, we kind of needed that. So it grew to $3 million. Funding's there for that. None of it will come out of the school funding at all. It's all private funding. And the money keeps coming. Matter of fact, I heard on Friday morning that we just got another $10,000. And a unique piece of this there's another fund set aside through the Community Foundation where people can dedicate money for the long-term upkeep and maintenance of this auditorium. So when it needs a new sound system down the road or new curtains or new seating, et cetera, that money will be there. And our goal was to have a fund of at least $250,000, and it's well past halfway already. So people in this community and former alumnus have been so generous, and making that happen.
Well, they've used the auditorium of McCormick for many years for different types of community performances and activities there as well. So this is obviously going to be something
they'll absolutely use quite a bit. And we want to, that's how we build it. That's how we need to have it used, is as a community venue. You know, we want to bring outside programming here. You know, Wellington is a growth area in so many ways. It seems like, if you will, Southern Lorain County is being discovered. There's a lot of interest out here from the Metro Parks. They're going to be doing some things in conjunction with Finley and the Jones Road facility, and with the rails, the railroad that runs through here, and a more of an active role in rails to trails with that. This is a great community to live and raise your families in, and we need to jumpstart our developments here in town. So it's, you know, beautiful historic town, but we need those new homes to attract and retain young families here in Wellington.
And then you also have to kind of anticipate any kind of growth within the schools. It's unique in a way. You have, I guess, three schools. It's like, you know, the younger grade, the middle grade, and then
yes,
the high school as well. Other communities have maybe different types of schools to handle all of that. What's the enrollment right now?
You know, let me jump back on that real quick. You know, they, before I got here, they tried different occasions to pass a bond issue to build a K-12, and they got real close. I think they're within 26 votes one time, and unfortunately it didn't pass. So we will maintain our what's now a pre-K 3 building, our Westwood building, which is just a short distance from what is our current high school. And then we'll have our new 4-8 building, which will be built, if you will, right in the backyard of our current high school. And actually there will be a connector between the 4-8 building and the high school, so we can share facilities, share staffing. You know, that we're just hovering right around 1,300. We kind of let the dust settle, if you will, for a few weeks after school starts to nail down that enrollment. And that's one of the things we're struggling with. You know, in 2005, we were almost 1,700. And today we're down around 1,300. Where did they all go? Well, the bottom line is they're just not coming. And for most of the rural schools, this is what they're challenged with today. Families today, young people are getting married later in life, having children later in life, and having certainly smaller families. You know, typically in my generation, a large family was 10, 12, 14 kids. When we were raising our family, a large family was 5 or 7 kids. And now it's like, oh my goodness, you have 3 kids? You know, so we've seen that downsizing of the family. And so what does that mean? We have to attract more families and retain young couples here in Wellington. And what we're so fortunate here with what the village is doing. You know, they're doing a lot of things to make this an inviting place to live. We're trying to play our part with the schools and having quality schools. And also, you know, there's, like I said, there's a really peaked interest, if you will, with the park systems. All of those will help attract young people to live and raise their families here and work. There's a lot of nice industry in this community. So,
John, the state report cards came out this past Friday afternoon.
Yes.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, certainly we were not stellar, and we knew that was going to happen. The things that we're excited about is we grew. And so we know we're in the second year, beginning the second year of a 3-year improvement plan. And so we were very pleased to see our growth. I will tell you that all of our third graders met the standard for the third grade reading guarantee. So fortunately, you know, none of our third graders had to be retained. And so they're all moving forward, and that's a good piece. And none of them were on the bubble, so that's really a good piece. So as we progress through the grades, we kind of have a big dip when we hit that middle school age. And then when they hit the 7th and 8th grade, we start going back up. And when we hit the high school, we do well. And I will tell you that our ACT scores are historically some of the best in the county. So at the end of the day, we get it right. But one of the problems we've been having is that we embraced the Common Core early on because we knew it was coming. Well, the testing that the state's doing the last few years is not aligned with the Common Core. As we go to the new PARC testing, that is directly aligned with the Common Core. We believe that we will do much better when we compare ourselves to other schools. And, you know, I also pulled the scores for the surrounding counties, Erie County, Huron County, and, of course, Lorain County. Lorain County does very, very well. And so there's good competition. But we're pleased that we're doing pretty good with our gifted. We're pleased that we're doing pretty good job with our bottom 20%. But we know that for everybody, we've got to ramp those scores up.
Our guest this morning, as we continue with the Lorain Palace Theater Spotlight on Wellington, the Wellington School Superintendent John Nolan. John, thank you for coming in and sharing some of the things that are happening here in Wellington. And we appreciate what you do with the school system, because as you talk about families moving in, they always look at the schools to determine whether this is the place that they want their kids to go. And you're talking about some interesting and good things that are going on here.